الله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Yeah, that's why, you know, VOX was off. When it is on, then if the mic is off, it will stop, it won't work. So that was the problem. Otherwise, I mean, I would have noticed that it was off. No, Shara wouldn't have this problem. So inshallah, we continue with our last discussion of Risala for this time. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, he was talking about the hikmah or wisdom, the word wisdom, when it was mentioned in the Quran in some places in which Allah says that He revealed the book and the hikmah to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the hikmah, wherever it's mentioned in this sense, it meant the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, وَسَأَذْكُرُ مِمَّا وَصَفْنَا مِنَ السُّنَّةِ مَعَ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَالسُّنَّةِ فِيمَا لَيْسَ فِيهِ نَصُّ كِتَابٍ بَعْضَ مَا يَدُلُّ عَلَى جُمْلَةِ مَا وَصَفْنَا مِنْهُ إِنْ شَاءُ اللَّهِ. He says, I'll be mentioning, as we have described, some of the sunnah that comes together with the Book of Allah, which means some regulations that come from the Sunnah and they are in the Book of Allah as well. And also some of the Sunnah that does not have a text in the Book of Allah, which means it comes only in the Sunnah independently. Ba'du, I describe some, I will mention some of that that will indicate or be a guide as to the general meaning that you have mentioned. So in other words, he's saying, I will be giving examples on these things. He says, فَأَوَّلُ مَا نَبْدَأُ بِهِ مِنْ ذِكْرِ سُنَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ مَعَ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ ذِكْرُ الْاِسْتِدْلَالِ بِسُنَّتِهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ فِي وَالْمَنْسُوخِ مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. So the first thing that we mention of the relationship of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the Book of Allah, or where they both are discuss the same issues, ذِكْرُ الْاِسْتِدْلَالِ بِسُنَّةِ النَّاسِقِ وَالْمَسُولِ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ, is the mention of using his sunnah as evidence in regard to النَّاسِقِ وَالْمَنْسُوخِ of the Book of Allah, which means النَّاسِقِ وَالْمَنْسُوخِ means the abrogating and the abrogated. There are texts that in the Quran that have been abrogated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they don't hold anymore in terms, as regulations. And there are other texts which abrogate them, which means they are the texts that cancelled the earlier texts. ثُمَّ ذِكْرُ الْفَرَائِدِ الْمَنْسُوسَةِ الَّتِي سَنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ مَعَهَا. And then there will be the mention of the obligations which are mentioned by text in the Quran, yani he means. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam legislated additional things to them. And ثم ذكر الفوائد الجمل التي أذن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الله كيف هي ومواقفها. And then there are the obligations which came generally, which he means in the book, in the Quran, came as general texts. And then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم explained from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how they are and what are their timings, which means they came as a brief general text in the Quran, and the Sunnah came with the explanation and the detail. We have discussed this before. ثم ذكر العام من أمر الله الذي أراد به العام والعام الذي أراد والعام الذي أراد به الخاص. And then we will mention the general text of Allah's commands that are meant to be general, or that He meant them to be general, and the general that he wanted them to be restricted. ثم ذكر سنته فيما ليس فيه نص الكتاب, and then there will be the mention of his sunnah in regard to that, which means the regulation that there is no text in the book, which means the regulations which only come from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I didn't think that this is what we wanted to discuss today, because now he'll be discussing an-nasikh wal-mansukh for some time. Okay, one second, let's stop this. Okay, so we go back a little bit. So I was starting from the wrong place. He was the stuff that I just discussed is talking about the beginning of his discussion of an-nasikh wal-mansukh, the abrogating and the abrogated, and he's showing that the sunnah can abrogate just like the Quran, and then he goes into details in that of that, like what if something comes in the Quran, but is it possible that the sunnah abrogates the text from the Quran if there is no other text in the Quran abrogating it? And his opinion is that it cannot, but I mean this is a controversial issue among the scholars. And then how the Sunnah abrogates the Sunnah, or the Quran abrogates the Quran, and so on. So, but anyway, this was not what I meant to discuss today. It seems that I went ahead further in the book than where I should have, where I promised to be discussing last in our last meeting. So I go back to page 80 or 79 here in this book, where we were discussing the hikmah, as I said, the wisdom, and that the wisdom means the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then we said we were discussing the obligation of following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this section, the title is باب فرض الله طاعة رسول الله مقرونة بطاعة الله ومذكورة وحدها. I think we started with this last time, so it's good to review it. So we continue, like Salaam al-Hafna. It's the chapter about, or the section about, that Allah made it an obligation to obey His Messenger. With that obligation associated with obeying Allah or independent. قال الله تعالى وما كان من ولو أميت إذا قال الله ورسوله أمر أن يكون لهم الخيارة من أمرهم ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا مبينا. Which means, it is not for a believing man or woman, when Allah and His Messenger have made a decree in a certain matter, that they would have choice, the believing man or woman, in regard to their affair. And whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed digressed a great digression or deviation. وقال يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم فإن تنازعتم شيئا فردوا إلى الله والرسول إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا. Which means, all you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger. As you notice in the first ayah and in this ayah, he's saying obey Allah and obey the Messenger. One has to obey Allah and the Messenger, so they are associated together, the two forms of obedience. وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ, and those charged in authority, with authority among you. Then if you differ or disagree about a certain matter, refer it back to Allah and the Messenger. If you believe in Allah and the last day, this indeed is of better explanation. This is better and of better explanation. فقال بعض أهل العلم, so some of the people of knowledge said, أولو العلم أمراء سرايا رسول الله والله أعلم وهكذا أخبرنا. They said, some people of knowledge, that Ulul Amr, those charged with authority, are the commanders of the armies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah knows best, and this is how we were told. ويشبه ما قال, and this seems to be correct. والله أعلم, and Allah knows best. لأن كل من كان حول مكة من العرب لم يكن يعرف إمارة وكانت تأنف أن يعطى بعضها بعضا طاعة الإمارة. Because all those Arabs who were around Mecca, who like the Arab tribes who resided around Mecca, they did not know commandership, which means commandership was not present among them, and they did not like, they disliked, they hated that they would give allow any of them, some of them, to be commanders over the others. So each tribe had its own, like what's the word in English? No, its own respect, its own domain, anyways, chief, whatever, so that they do not allow the other tribes, or they do not give allegiance to the other tribes as being commanders over them.
فلما دانت لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالطاعة لم تكن ترى ذلك يصلح لغير رسول الله.
And then when they submitted with obedience to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, they found that this is not good, which means it's not good or permissible or acceptable to grant this, which means the obedience to the commanders, except to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So he said, therefore the commanders are the commanders appointed by Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and no one else. فأمروا أن يطيعوا أولي الأمر الذين أمر رسول الله أمرهم رسول الله. So they were commanded to obey those charged with authority who have been appointed by Rasulullah. لا طاعة مطلقة, and it's not an absolute form of obedience, بل طاعة مستثناء, rather it is a restricted form of obedience. فيما لهم وعليهم, in regard to يعني it's restricted in regard to what they owe and what is owed on them, or what they owe and from others, يعني what they require from others and what others require from them. فقال فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله. So he said, what means, if you differ or disagree about something, refer it to Allah. The ayah says Allah and the Messenger, فردوه الله ورسوله. So in other words, he doesn't say refer it to Allah and the Messenger and those charged in authority. No, that's where it's restricted. You obey them, but if you disagree, then you refer your differences to Allah and the Messenger, if you believe in Allah and the Last Day.
وهذا إن شاء الله كما قال في أولي الأمر إلا أنه يقول فإن تنازعتم, يعني والله أعلم, هم أمراؤهم الذين أمروا بطاعتهم.
So this is what is meant in regard to those charged in authority, and then saying that if you differ or disagree about something, Allah knows best. That is, you differ with your commanders, then فردوا الله والرسول, refer the difference to Allah and the Messenger.
يعني والله أعلم إلى ما قال الله والرسول إن عرفتم, which means that Allah knows best.
You refer that difference to what Allah said and the Messenger said, if you know it. What Allah and the Messenger said, if you know it. If you do not know it, فإن لم تعرفوا سألتم الرسول عنه إذا وصلتم.
You ask the Messenger about it when you come back, which means you are going on a excavation, travel, fight, etc., and you have a commander. You follow him, you obey him.
Now if you disagree with him about something, you come back, when you come back to Al-Madinah to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, you ask him about this.
أو من وصل منكم إلى, or those of you who get there to see the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, they would ask him.
لأن ذلك الفرض الذي لا منازعة لكم فيه لقول الله.
Because that's the obligation that you cannot argue about. Which is, what is the obligation that you cannot argue about?
That you must follow what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم tells you.
Because Allah said, the ayah that we've said before, that a believing man and woman would not have choice.
وَمَنْ يُنَازِعُ مِمَّنْ بَعْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ رَدَّ الْأَمْرَ إِلَىٰ قَضَاءِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ قَضَاءِ رَسُولِهِ. And those who disagree or differ after Allah's Messenger died, then when they disagree, they refer the disagreement, the issue or they differ about, to Allah's decision or decree in that case, or that of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which means they see what Allah in His book has said regarding that matter, and what did His Messenger say regarding it. Okay. فَلَمْ يَكُمْ فِي مَا تَنَازَعُ فِيهِ قَضَاءٌ. But if there is no qada, which means judgment or decree or decision known to them from Allah or His Messenger, that's from the Quran or the Sunnah, نَصًا فِيهِمَا وَلَا فِي وَاحِدٍ مِنْهُمَا, by text in any of them, رَدُّوهُ قِيَاسًا عَلَىٰ أَحَدِهِمَا, then they would by analogy refer it to one of the two, the Quran or the Sunnah. كما وصفت من ذكر القبلة والعدل والمثل مع ما قال الله في غير آية في مثل هذا المعنى. Like we gave examples earlier, we discussed these issues in regard to the direction of the Qibla and how to find which person is adil, is a just person when you need witnesses, to take witnesses, and also how to decide which animal to offer in the redemption or expiation of killing a hunting during Ihram. We discussed these examples before, so you can refer to the earlier tapes. وقال وما يطيع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. Whoever obeys Allah and the Messenger, then those are among the ones that Allah blessed of the prophets and the truthful, the most truthful, and the witnesses and the righteous, and those are indeed the best of company or of companions of company. So again, this ayah is talking about obeying Allah and obeying the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and saying that whoever does that, he deserves in the Jannah the company, the best company. وقال يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله ورسوله. Allah said, O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger. So this section was about obeying Allah, obeying the Messenger, associated with obeying Allah. Now, next section, ما أمر الله من طاعة رسول الله, about Allah's command to obey Rasulullah, Allah's Messenger. قال الله جل ثناؤه, Allah said, سبحانه وتعالى, إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم. Indeed, those who give you their covenant, they are, in fact, they are only giving covenant to Allah. يد الله فوق أيديهم, and Allah's hand is over their hands. Which means when people give a covenant, they put their hands on top of each other to say that, yeah, I give you a covenant, I give you a covenant, I give you my pledge, and so on. So he's saying Allah's hand is over their hands, which means it's like Allah has put their hands also there to say that this is a binding pledge for everyone, or to everyone. فَمَنْ نَكَثَ فَإِنَّمَا يَنْكُثُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ. Then whoever turns back, he turns back upon himself, which means he only harms himself. وَلَنْ أَوْفَ بِمَا عَاهَدَ عَلَيْهُ اللَّهَ فَسَيُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And whoever fulfills what he has promised Allah, then He will give him a great reward. So he's saying that giving covenant to the Messenger of Allah is equal to giving covenant to Allah. وقال, and Allah said, وَمَنْ يُطِعَ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ. Whoever obeys the Messenger has indeed obeyed Allah. فَعَلَمَهُمْ أَنَّ بَيْعَتَهُمْ رَسُولَهُ بَيْعَتُهُ. Yeah. So he made it known to them that giving covenant to his messenger is like giving covenant to him. وَكَذَلِكَ عَلَمَهُ أَنَّ طَاعَتَهُمْ طَاعَتُهُ. And he also made them know that obeying him, showing obedience to him, is like obeying him himself, which means obeying Allah himself. وَقَالَ فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. No, by your Lord, they do not believe, or they will not believe until they set you as a decree, as a referee, sorry, in whatever disputes arise among them. And then they do not find in themselves any tightness or rejection to what you decide, but submit to it with the fullest submission. He says that this ayah was revealed, as we were told, and Allah knows best, in regard to a man who differed with Az-Zubayr about a piece of land. So the Prophet ﷺ judged that this land is for Az-Zubayr. So they had a difference about some boundaries, some land, this is mine, no, this is mine. So listening to the evidence of both, the Prophet ﷺ said this piece of land is for Az-Zubayr. وهذا القضاء سنة من رسول الله لا حكم منصوص في القرآن. He says here that in the footnote that the man who disputed with Zubayr was a man from the Ansar who witnessed the Battle of Badr, and their dispute was in regard to some water that both of them used to irrigate their land and their ponds. And the hadith is long and it's well known in the books of Sunnah. And in the end of it, as Zubayr said, in the end of when he mentioned the story, as Zubayr said, I believe that this ayah was revealed in regard to this matter. I don't remember this hadith now, I mean the text of it. It seems that after the Prophet ﷺ made a decision, the Ansari was displeased with that, and to Omar?
Yeah,
I don't know. But he said, if I remember correctly, I don't know, I mean, it has been a while since I heard it. He probably, you know, said to the Prophet ﷺ something like, you made a decision in his favor because he is your relative. And the Prophet ﷺ was angry about that because he wouldn't do this. And then the ayah was revealed to show that, no, it was not because of any relationship. وهذا القضاء سنة من رسول الله لا حكم منصوص في القرآن. This قضاء, this judgment that Prophet ﷺ made between these two people is a sunnah from his sunnahs, which means it was made by him as Rasulullah ﷺ, and it's not a decision or a regulation that was mentioned by text in the Quran. He says, and sometimes translate directly without reading the Arabic, and the Quran indicates, and Allah knows best, or points, the Quran points to what I have described, which is that if there was a judgment in the Quran to be a decision mentioned by text in the Book of Allah, okay, now he's talking about the previous ayah, he goes back to talk about the previous ayah, he's saying that what appears is that if they do not submit to the decision of Allah Azza wa Jal by text, then they would not be believers, because they would be rejecting the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if there is something in the Quran, there is a decree or a decision in the Quran, and they say no, we do not accept it, then they will not be believers. So saying that similarly for the Sunnah, because Allah Azza wa Jalla is denying, saying that the Sunnah does not, or the decision of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if it's not obeyed, then those who do not obey it, they are not believers. وقال تبارك وتعالى لا تجعل دعاء الرسول بينك وبين بعضكم بعضا, to the end of this ayah, which means do not make the call of Allah's messenger among you like your call to each other. And Allah قد يعلم الله الذين سلموا منكم ولذا, Allah knows those who try to run away. This is when the Prophet ﷺ called them to come and join for the fight, for the battle, and some of them tried to run away and hide away and so on. فَيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِي أَنْ تُصِيبُهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبُهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Then let those who reject his command or turn away from what he commands, let them beware of a great fitna, or a great that they would be afflicted by an affliction, or be subjected to a severe punishment. So again, you know, it's the obligation to obey the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَقَالَ, and he said, وَإِذَا دُعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَهُمْ إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِنْهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. When they are invited to Allah and His Messenger to make a judgment between them, you find that a group of them turn away. وَإِيَّكُمْ لَهُمُ الْحَقُّ يَأْتُوا إِلَيْهِ مُذْعِنِينَ. Whereas when they have when the right is on their side, when they have right in that matter, they come to him with submission, which means they know that he will judge in their favor, they will come. If they know that he wants, or probably he wants, they will turn away or hide away. أَفِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ, is there a disease in their hearts? أَمْ يَرْتَابُوا, or are they in doubt? أَمْ يَخَافُونَ أَنْ يَحِيفَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَرَسُولُهُ, or are they afraid that Allah and His Messenger will be unfair to them? بَلْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ, rather those indeed are the transgressing people. إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَهُمْ أَنْ يَقُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. It has only been, well, it is only the saying of the believers is only that when they are invited to Allah and His Messenger to decree, to decide among them or to judge among them, they would only say سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, we listen and we obey. So that's what the position of the true believers is, that they do not have any doubt, they do not have any rejection, they fully submit to what Allah and His Messenger decide for them. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, and those indeed are successful. وَمَا يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَى اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger and fears Allah and reveres Him, those are the winners. فَعَلَمَ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ, so Allah made the people know in this ayah that أن دعاءهم إلى رسول الله يحكم بينهم, دعاء إلى حكم الله, that Allah, Allah's messenger's invitation, دعاءهم إلى رسول الله, no, being invited, they're being invited to Allah's messenger to judge among them, is an invitation to Allah's judgment. So when they are invited to the judgment of Rasulullah, it's like being invited to the judgment of Allah, because the one who is judging is Rasulullah, and if they submit to the decision of Rasulullah, then by that they have submitted to the obligation of Allah. وأنه أعلمهم أن حكمه حكمه, and he made them know that his judgment is his own judgment, which means the judgment of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is what? The judgment of Allah. على معنى افتراضه حكمه, because of his making him, of Allah making it an obligation to take his judgment. وما سبق في علمه جل ثناؤه من إسعاده لعصمته وتوفيقه. And also, so for two reasons he's saying. First, because he made it an obligation. Allah would not make an obligation to take the judgment of Rasulullah if his judgment was not equal to the judgment of Allah. So by Allah making it an obligation on us to take the judgment of Rasulullah, it's like he's saying that this is part of my judgment. And secondly, because of what has been has come earlier or has preceded in the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal, that he favored the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by being by infallibility and facilitation, which means he makes him not liable to making mistakes in the judgment. So Allah Azza wa Jal enables him to give the right judgment to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a fiqh, and he gives him facilitation to the truth. وَمَا شَهِدَ لَهُ بِهِ مِنْ هِدَايَتِهِ. And thirdly, because of what he testified to in his regard, in regard to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مِنْ هِدَايَتِهِ, that he is guided. وَاتِّبَاعِهِ أَمْرَهِ, and that he follows the his command. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Quran that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is guided, and that he follows, he only follows the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like for example, where, what's he referring to? Let's see. Yeah, for example, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. Yeah, that's in Surah Al-Najm, which means he does not speak from his own desire. It is only a revelation that is revealed to him. فأحكم فرده بإلزام خلقه طاعة رسوله وإعلامهم أنها طاعة. So he established his command subhanahu wa ta'ala by making it an obligation on his creation, on the people, to obey his messenger, and telling them or making them know that it is part of obeying him subhanahu. فجمع لهم أن أعلمهم أن الفرض عليهم اتباع أمره وأمر رسوله. And he compiled to them, or he brought together to them this knowledge that it's an obligation on them to follow his command and the command of his messenger. وأما طاعة رسوله طاعته, and that obeying his messenger is part of obeying him. ثم علمهم أن فرض على رسوله اتباع أمره جل ثناؤه. And then he made them know, which means the people, the creation, the people, he made them know that he has required from his messenger to follow his command. The next section here is titled, it has a very long title, مَا أَبَانَ اللَّهُ لِخَلْقِهِ مِنْ فَرْدِهَا رَسُولِ اتِبَاعَ وَحِيدَهِ. Where Allah has made an shown his creation that he has made it an obligation on his messenger to follow what has been revealed to him. So it's not the option for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has to follow the revelation. وَمَا شَهِدَ لَهُ بِهِ مِنْ اتِبَاعِ مَعْرَبِهِ. And also Allah testified for him, for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he follows his command, that he does not deviate from what Allah commands him. وَمِنْ هُدَاهُ, and that he is guided. وَأَنَّهُ هَادٍ لِمَنْ اتَّبَعَهُ, and that he guides also those who follow him. So he mentioned things about, or evidences for all of this. And these are the things that we're mentioning the previous section without evidence, so now we bring the evidence for it. قال الشافعي, so الشافعي said, رحمه الله, that Allah said to his Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, يا أيها النبي اتق الله ورسوله كافيا من الكثير أن الله كان عليما حكيما واتبع ما يوحى إليك من ربك إن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا. So in the beginning of Surah Al-Ahzab, which means old Prophet, revere Allah and do not obey the disbelievers and the hypocrites. Indeed, Allah is knowing and wise. And follow that which has been revealed to you. So it's an obligation on him. Follow that which has been revealed to you from your Lord. Indeed, Allah knows or is well aware about what you do. وقال, and also it said, اتبع ما أوحي إليك من ربك لا إله إلا هو أعرض عن المشركين. Follow that which has been revealed to you from your Lord. No, there is no God except Him. And turn away from the pagans, which means do not listen to them. So these two ayat, Allah is requiring from the Prophet ﷺ to obey Him, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقال ثم جعلناك على شريعة من أمر فاتبعها واتبع أهواء الذين لا يعلمون. We have, Allah Azza wa Jalla also said, we have made you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon a law, which means we gave you a law in regard to the affairs, so follow it, follow your law, the law that has been revealed to you, and do not follow the whims of those who do not know. فعلم الله رسوله منه عليه ما سبق في علمه. So Allah made it known to His Messenger declared to His Messenger that He has favored him because of what He has known, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, of His infallibility. No, asmati min khalqi, because based on what he has known, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he is going to protect him from his creation, which means he has to follow Allah's commands and he should not fear because nobody can harm him. Allah will be protecting him from the people, as he said in the Quran, Wallahu, yeah, he mentioned it right now. Ya Rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, O Messenger, deliver that which has been revealed to you from your Lord, deliver it to the other people. يعني. And if you do not know, فَإِلَمْ تَفَرْ هَذَا اللَّغْتَ رِسَالَةً, if you do not do that, then you have not fulfilled the message. So you have to deliver the message, otherwise it's not fulfilled. وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ, and Allah will protect you from the people. So you not have to worry that maybe somebody will harm you, will kill you, etc. Allah will protect you from the people until you complete the deliverance of the message. وَشَهِدَ لَهُ جَلَّ ثِنَاءُ بِالسِّمْسَكِ مَا أَمَرَهُ بِهِ وَالْهُدَى فِي نَفْسِهِ. Also Allah testified for him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for the Prophet, that he holds to what he commands him, and that he is guided in himself. وَهِدَيَةِ مَنْ اتَّبَعَ, and that he guides those who follow him. فقال, so he said, Allah, وَكَذَكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا, thus we have revealed to you a spirit from our affairs, from us. يعني. مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ, you did not know what is the book or the belief before that. وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا, but we made this, which means this revelation, a light with which we guide whomever we will. So he made, Allah is saying, we made our revelation light of guidance. وَإِنَّكَ تَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, and indeed you guide to a straight path. So he's telling the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم that he guides people to a straight path. Now here you have to here Allah is saying that this light that he revealed, he guides with it whomever he was of his servants, and he's talking to the Prophet ﷺ to tell him that we have guided you with this light, that we guide with it whomever we wish, we will. So this means that the Prophet ﷺ is guided in himself. And also at the end of the ayah saying, and you, indeed you guide to a straight path, means that he is also, he guided in himself and he guides others as well. And what I wanted to mention also is that in this ayah there is two forms of guidance mentioned. Because Allah is saying, we guide whomever we will of our servants. Which means we make them guided whomever we will. That those that Allah wills for them to be guided, He makes them guided. And this is the best guidance, of course, the best form of guidance, because it means that one is guaranteed to enter Jannah and so on. And the other guidance of the Prophet ﷺ that is mentioned at the end of this ayah, وَإِنَّكَ تَهْدِي صِرَاطَ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, and indeed you guide to a straight path. This guidance is not like the guidance of Allah, because Allah's guidance is, if He wills for somebody to be guided, He will be guided for sure. Because the Prophet ﷺ, his guidance means that he invites people to the guidance. He shows them the way, and then it's in the hand of Allah whether they will submit to this or not.
وقال ولولا فضل الله عليك ورحمته لهم الطائفة منهم أن يدلوك وما يدلون إلا أنفسهم.
Also about the same meaning, that the Prophet ﷺ is protected by Allah from misguidance or any harm. He says, and if it was not, if it was not for Allah's favor and His mercy, a group of them would have tried to misguide you, to misguide the Prophet ﷺ. But they can only misguide themselves. And وَمَا يَدْرُونَكَ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, and they cannot harm you. وَأَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ, Allah has revealed to you the book and wisdom. وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمُ, and He taught you that which you did not know before. وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا, and indeed Allah's favor upon you has been great.
فَأَبَانَ اللَّهُ أَنْ قَدْ فَرَضَ عَلَى نَبِيِّ اتِّبَاعَ أَمْرِهِ,
so Allah has shown here that He has required from His Prophet to follow His commands. وَشَهِدَ لَهُ بِالْبَلَاغِ, and He has testified that He delivered the message. وَشَهِدَ بِهِ بِالْبَلَاغِ عَنْهُ, that He delivered the message from Him. وَشَهِدَ بِهِ لِنَفْسِهِ, He testified that He did by Himself. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, He Himself testified about this. وَنَحْنُ نَشْهَدُ لَهُ بِهِ, and also we, as Shafi'i is saying, we also testify about this. تَقَرُّبًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِالْإِيمَانِ بِهِ, as a means of coming closer to Allah. So we are saying this to please Allah, in other words, to please Allah by believing in the Prophet ﷺ and that he delivered the message. وَتَوَسُّلًا إِلَيْهِ بِتَصْدِيقِ كَلِمَاتِ, and that we believe in his words. So we do this to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and in his words. أخبرنا, this hadith reported by Abdul Aziz, Shafi is reporting it from Abdul Aziz, and Abdul Aziz this Abdulaziz, his full name is Abdulaziz bin Muhammad bin Ubaid bin Abi Abdi Ubaid al-Dawardi, and he is one of the Atba' al-Tabi'in, the followers of the Tabi'in from al-Madina. He died in 187. So he's saying, Abdulaziz told us that Amr bin Abi Amr told Mawla al-Muttalib reported from Al-Muttalib bin Hamtab that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ما تركت شيئا مما أمركم الله به إلا وقد أمرتكم به ولا تركت شيئا مما نهاكم الله عنه إلا وقد نهيتكم عنه. Which means the Prophet ﷺ is telling the people, I have not left anything that Allah commanded you with, that Allah wanted to command you with, that is the revelation, that I have commanded you. So he did not leave any of the revelation and any of the commands. and I have not left any of what Allah has prohibited for you, but I have prohibited for you. So whatever Allah told me to command you to do or to prohibit you from doing, I have already told you. That's what he's saying.
قال الشافعي He said, وما أعلمنا الله مما سبق في علمه وحتم في القضاء وحتم قضائه الذي لا يرد من فضله عليه ونعمته أنه منعه من أن يهم به أن يدلوه وأعلمه أنهم لا يضرونه شيئا.
So what Allah told us according to His prior knowledge and His definite decree that cannot be stopped, He told us that He told us about the favors, His favors on His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, His favors and bounties on His Messenger, among which is that He stopped or He protects him from the attempts of the people to misguide him. This is what we read in the ayah earlier, and He told him that they cannot harm him. This also we mentioned in the previous ayah. And in His testimony, in Allah's testimony for him, that He guides to a straight path, the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also this is one of His favors, this is continuation of previous sentence, and also that He would testify for him that He guides to a straight path, the path of Allah, and that also He testified for him that He delivers the message, or that He delivered the message and follows His commands. So whatever Shafi'i is saying now, وَمَا سَنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي مَا لَيْسَ لِلَّهِ فِيهِ حُكْمٌ فَبِحُكْمِ اللَّهِ سَنَّ. So whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decrees or legislates in regard to matters about which there is no direct legislation from Allah, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is legislating by is giving Allah's legislation. So His legislation is equal to Allah's legislation. وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْبَرَنَا اللَّهُ فِي قَوْلِهِ وَإِنَّكَ تَهْدِي صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمٍ صِرَاطِ اللَّهِ. And this is how Allah has told us when He said, what means, and indeed you guide to a straight path, the path of Allah. وَقَدْ سَنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ مَعَ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَسَنَّ فِي مَا لَيْسَ فِيهِ سَلَامٌ بِعَيْنِهِ نَصُّ كِتَابٍ. And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم legislated things with the Book of Allah and things that have no text in their regard from the Book of Allah. This is, you know, a repetition. He said it in different words, but we have said it, heard it earlier. وكل ما سنى فقد ألزمنا الله اتباعه. And all that He legislated, Allah made it an obligation on us to follow. وجعل في اتباعه طاعته. And He made following it an obedience to Him, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وفي العنود عن اتباعها معصيته. And if we do not, if we reject and refuse to obey or to follow these commands, then this is disobedience to Allah. التي لم يعذر بها خلقا, that no one has an excuse to disobey. ولم يجعل له من اتباع سنن رسول الله مخرجا. And He would not allow anybody a way out from following the commands or the legislations of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And because of what I mentioned, and because of what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and now he mentioned the hadith, he said, Shafi'i said, أخبرنا سفيان. Sufyan told us, يعني سفيان معين, عن سالم أبو النضر, from سالم أبو النضر. مولى عمر بن عبيد, بن عبيد الله, the freed servant of Umar bin Ubaid, سمع عبيدة Ubaydullah, he heard Ubaydullah bin Abi Rafa, the son of Abu Rafa, yuhaddis an Abi, reporting from his father. Abu Rafa is one of the Sahaba, so he's reporting from his father. Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah's Messenger said, لا ألفين أحدكم متكئا على أريكته. Let me not find any of you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, let me not find any of you reclining on his easy chair or on his soft recliners and pillows and so on. يأتيه الأمر من أمري. And then a command while he's reclining like this and happy and satisfied. يأتيه الأمر من أمري. A command comes to him from my commands. مما أمرت به أو نهيت عنه. Of what I have commanded or prohibited. فيقول لا أدري. And then he would say, I do not know. ما وجدنا في كتاب الله تبعنا. We only follow what we find in the book of Allah. He says, let me not find anyone saying such things. Some of the reports here in the footnotes, Ahmad Shakir is saying that there are some additional authentic reports to the same meaning with additional meaning in them, saying that on the day of Khaybar, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this. Now he said, there will be a time when a man sitting on his easy chair will be told about my commands, what I say, and he would say in response, let us check between you and me is the book of Allah. Which means, let us see what the book of Allah says. I don't want to see it, to accept what you are saying. Let's see what the Quran says. Whatever we find in it halal, we make it halal. Whatever we find it haram, we make it haram. Indeed, whatever Rasulullah prohibited is like what Allah prohibited. So this is the additional sentence that was not in the other hadith, saying that whatever Allah's Messenger prohibited is similar to what Allah prohibited. And we have seen meaning similar to what in the ayat of the Quran that we mentioned earlier. قال الشافعي الأريكة السرير. الشافعي said that أريكة in this hadith means سرير, means like سرير means like a raised, you know, they used to call سرير any raised chair, okay, because mostly they would sit on the floor. So when they say سرير now in the Arabic, common day modern Arabic, when they say سرير they mean bed, in bed, but it doesn't necessarily mean bed, it means also like throne. So or it means armchair, it means couch, it means any of these things. The word sarir applies to them in the original Arabic language. وَسُنَنْ وَرَسُولِ اللَّهِ مَعَ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ رَجَعَانْ أَحَدُهُمَ نَصُّ كِتَابِ فَاتَّبَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ كَمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَالْآخَرُ جُمْلَةِ. This also is mentioned before, so he's just repeating something that he, or re-emphasizing what he mentioned earlier, that the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his legislation, and we get to the book of Allah, are two types. One of them, there is a text in this regard in the book, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reiterates the same thing, say the same thing or something similar. And the other is, comes in the Quran, jumla, which means general, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarifies what is meant by this general meaning. A few minutes left, so okay. So he said there are people who said, and there is also, of course, I mean, there are the sunnah that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam legislated, and there is no text in the Quran. There is no basis for it in the Quran, which means it came separately or independently in the sunnah. So he says, some people said, جعل الله له بما افترض من طاعته وسبق في علمه وتوفيق لرضائه وسنة فيما ليس فيه نص الكتاب. Allah has given him, granted him this, because of what he has required of obeying him, of obeying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that he knows, he has the prior knowledge that he is facilitated to please him, to do what is right, to say what is right, then Allah has granted that to him that he would legislate things that have no text for them in the Quran, in the book of Allah. So Allah made it, gave the Prophet ﷺ this power, this ability that he can legislate things without an origin for them in the Quran, and this is because of he facilitates for him that he would say the truth, and Allah would oversee for him that he does not say but what he himself subhanahu wa ta'ala would command. Some people said he never legislated a matter, but it has an origin in the book, in the Quran. كما كان سنته لتبين عدد الصلاة وعملها, like his sunnah in regard to clarifying the number of rak'at of the prayer and how to do in it. على أصل جملة فرد الصلاة, all of this is based on the general command to pray in the Quran. وكذلك ما سنى من البيوع وغيرها من الشرائع, and similarly what we legislated in regard to transactions, buying and selling, and other legislations. Because Allah said in general, لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل, do not eat your monies among each other or your properties in an unrightful manner. وقال وأحل الله ذا وحرم ذا, Allah permitted buying and selling, prohibited riba. فما أحل وحرم فإنما بين الله بين فيه عن الله كما بين الصلاة. So whatever he permitted and or prohibited, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, then he's only telling us what Allah wants from us based on this original command in the Quran. And this does not disagree really with the other opinion. It's just, you know, like making it, giving it a formal kind of meaning that, you know, anything the Prophet ﷺ says is in the Quran. Because he said pray, and the Prophet ﷺ told us in the Sunnah to pray. He said buy and sell, but do not involve in riba. And then he showed us in the Sunnah what to buy, what to sell, what we cannot buy, what we cannot sell, what is riba, what is not riba. So it's all follows from this. So they say anything that he said must have an original command related to it in the Quran. I mean, this is being too artificial. It's like, you know, we say, okay, everything that he commands, the Allah Azza wa Jalla says, obey the messenger, therefore it is in the Quran. So there is really no contradiction between the two opinions. It's just that the second opinion is a little more artificial without reason. There is no reason for us to say that everything must be by text originally in the Quran. There is nothing that ومنهم من قال بل جاءته به رسالة الله فأثبتت سنته بفرض الله. This is her third opinion. I don't know what it means, but he says some of them said that whatever he says in the sunnah, and he means that does not have a basis in the Quran, then it is from Allah's message. So his sunnah confirms it because of Allah's obligation to follow him in. I don't see how this is different from the first one. It seems to me like they are the same, but I'm sure there's some slight difference, otherwise he would not have mentioned it. And then there are those people who said, أُلْقِيَ فِي رُوعِهِ كُلُّ مَا سَنَّ. Some said, also this doesn't seem to disagree with the first opinion, أُلْقِيَ فِي رُوعِهِ كُلُّ مَا سَنَّ, everything that he legislated, it has been put into his heart, what to say and what to decide. وَسُنَّةُهُ الْحِكْمَةِ, and the sunnah is the wisdom, the hikmah, الَّذِي أُلْقِيَ فِي رُوعِهِ عَنِ اللَّهِ, which has been put into his heart from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَكَانَ مَا أُلْقِيَ فِي رُوعِهِ سُنَّتُهُ. So whatever was put into his heart, that's his sunnah from Allah. Same thing, I mean, it's something put in his heart and he says it, because it's not something that he says from his own, it's something that Allah told him to teach, and he teaches. So it's the same thing. Then he reports regarding to this meaning. أخبرنا Abdul Aziz told us, which is the one that we mentioned in the hadith before the last, Abdul Aziz bin Muhammad, and Amr ibn Abi Amr, and al-Muttalib, same isnad like the previous hadith. He said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إِنَّ الرُّوحَ الْأَمِينَ قَدْ أَلْقَى فِي رُوعِي أَنَّهُ لَنْ تَمُوتَ نَفْسًا حَتَّى تَسْتَوْفِيَ رِزْقَهَا فَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ. الروح الأمين, which means Jibreel, the honest or trustworthy spirit, has put into or thrown into or cast into my heart أَنَّهُ لَنْ تَمُوتَ نَفْسٌ, that no soul will die, حَتَّى تَسْتَوْفِيَ رِزْقَهَا, until it completes all its sustenance, which means it earns all what it is supposed to earn in this life. فَأَجْمِنُ فِي الطَّلَبْ, so seek your sustenance in a good way, in a halal way. There is a long discussion about this hadith, showing its different ways and its different meanings, and many pages. Oof, this is like about 10 pages by Ahmed Shakir, and we are actually at the end of our time, so...